Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Here we are right over here, the Outdoor Guys on News 1110 99.3 WBT, also via the airwaves of the podcast, which I guess that's not airwaves, that's digital.
Digital airwaves.
Join in, share it with a friend, the Carolina Outdoors, where we come in to talk about different things to do in our Carolinas and beyond, including shining a light on folks who have talents and adventures that we would like to learn a little bit about. I'm Bill Barty, and TJ Boggs is right over there.
Good morning.
TJ, of course, some of the things are not just high adventure in the Carolinas. Some of them are just us being outdoors and enjoying a little bit of music. And we're going to talk about some music opportunities, but one of which is nearby the South Park area. In fact, it's right behind the South Park Mall. Charlotte Symphony Summer Pops is taking place. We had the kickoff last week. But this week, June 24th, and next week, July 1st, Charlotte Symphony's annual Summer Pop Series is back in Symphony Park. So we've got Celebrate America with Fireworks. Join the Charlotte Symphony for a rousing salute to America with a night of patriotic favorites, including the John Philip Sousa Marches, America the Beautiful, and all of that sort of thing. That's July 1st at 8:15. Right before that is going to be the Best of Broadway. Just some of the things that are happening near to Jesse Brown's, where we hang our hat through the week, outfitting people for some adventures.
I've always wanted to go to one of those Symphony Pops events, and I've never pulled the trigger and gone.
Hey, this is your chance.
I think so.
Now, if you don't want to head into the South Park area, boo-hoo-hoo, we wish you would, because Jesse Brown's is located there in the Sharon Corners Shopping Center. Maybe you are to the south of South Park. In fact, you can head over the border into York County, because Rock Hill, we've got a little something going on.
Yes, Don't Sweat It Fest later this afternoon. It's been going on since Thursday. 9 bands, $10, starts at 4 p.m. 201 East Main Street in Rock Hill, right across from the Amelie's, the newer Amelie's.
So that's pretty much right there in town.
Right in downtown. It's the courtroom at Getty's, which was the old courtroom and post office, and now it's been repurposed as art studios, and we put on concerts there a couple times a month, and there's a big festival every summer, and this is it. Today's the day.
Today's the day. Don't miss it. Downtown Rock Hill. Hey, wave or shake his hand. TJ Boggs will be on hand right there at that venue.
I'll be there.
He'll be there working hard. Yes. Hey, if you don't want to sweat it out there listening to music, whether it be in Rock Hill or maybe at Charlotte Symphony Summer Pops, you can head for Boone, North Carolina, because if you're a bicycle rider, you know what this is. I'm going to read it out loud anyway here on the Carolina Outdoors. Blood, Sweat, and Gears is going on. This is a challenging and strenuous 100-mile loop ride starting and ending in Valley Crucis, approximately 5 miles south of Boone. The cumulative climbing elevation is almost 8,200 feet, with a climb up to the gap at Snake Mountain, which is mile point 59, which is a 20% grade near the top. So Blood, Sweat, and Gears for all the bicycle riders out there. It helps showcase the mountain communities of Watauga and Ashe counties, and a whole bunch of different bicycle riders will be out there. It's put on by Blood, Sweat, and Gear Events, and all the money that is raised by the riders goes to the nonprofits and charities located in the high country.
Probably a little bit cooler there, too.
Ooh, don't you know, 20 degrees or so cooler.
Oh, man, it's so high here. I know we're going to talk to Jim Nobles later, but I've been trying to grill outside as much as possible just to keep the heat out of my house.
Well, there's something to that. And I heard earlier this week on WBT, Tom Blocker came on with Bo Thompson, and they were talking about cracking the windows of cars, which help release some heat. People sometimes get worried about security and that sort of thing, but
right.
Just a one-inch crack or so in your car window when you have it parked, and Mr. Blocker talked a little bit, too, about if you can get your car in the shade for that. So we bring that up because of a warning. It's a terrible thing to have to warn about, but it's something that we need to warn about. The inside temperatures of cars can quickly reach 120-plus degrees, so never leave your children or pets in your vehicle during these summer months. Maybe never, but especially during these summer months. Other heat safety tips, stay hydrated. Drink plenty of fluids.
Oh, yes.
One of the best ones to drink is, guess what?
Water.
You got <All right>. it. Avoid drinks with caffeine or alcohol, which doesn't go as well with what we were going to speak with Chef Jim Noble about.
Right, right.
That goes great with a little bit of backyard cooking.
Yes.
Also, wear loose-fitting, lightweight, light-colored clothing. Avoid dark colors because they soak in the sun's rays. And these days at Jesse Brown's, which I always like to go to, thanks to our friends over there at Jesse Brown's, which help us keep on keeping on the Carolina Outdoors. Stop by for visit because that's where I hang my hat. We sell sun protective clothing, UV protective clothing in light fashions, and it is so nice to be able to put on clothing like that as opposed to caking up the different sunblocks and sun protecting oils that are out there. You can just wear a long sleeve UV protective sun shirt
and a good hat
with the same thing. Now these days they are able to integrate that protection into the fabrics. Now many people say, Bill, you just said a long sleeve shirt. Isn't that counterintuitive? The answer is no, especially these days with the fabrics that they are using. They have the ability to keep you cool, feel cooler by wearing and protecting yourself from the sun by wearing a long sleeve, again, lightweight and loose fitting sun shirt. So, we can talk about that anytime, so you can stop by Jesse Brown's. We're going to talk to Al Conklin, too, so maybe he'll give us some insight on how to be safe in the summer heat that's affecting all of our Carolina outdoors.
It's oppressive.
When we get him in here, I'm also going to ask him about two places in the Carolinas specifically. We all know heading to the mountains, like the blood, sweat, and gears up in the high country, 20 degrees or so cooler. But there are two places, one Fayetteville, North Carolina, the other Columbia, South Carolina, that are, and you just made the sound effect, are those places really hotter than the rest of the Carolinas? Because perceptively, they are deemed the hottest places in our Carolinas.
I would agree with that in my unprofessional, unscientific research.
Well, we may be putting him on the spot, but we're going to find out if it's just a perception. Is it anecdotal? Is it a wives' tale? Or is Fayetteville and Columbia, especially June, July, August, are they scientifically hotter than Asheville, than Boone, than Spartanburg, than Greenville, than Charlotte? So stay tuned for that segment of the Carolina Outdoors. All of these segments are available over at jessebrowns.com. Just click in the upper menu podcast, and you have these four segments from this week and all the prior segments available for your listening pleasure. We're going to take a quick break and be back with more of the Carolina Outdoors.